Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Test. Mastering, describe a time when you had to take a stand on an issue. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with this challenging topic. In this comprehensive guide, I'll share expert tips and sample answers to help you excel in describing a time when you had to take a stand on an issue. Let's dive in and explore how to craft a compelling response that will impress your examiner. Understanding the topic. Describe a time when you had to take a stand on an issue is a common theme in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It requires you to recall a specific incident where you had to defend your position or beliefs on a particular matter. This topic tests your ability to narrate a personal experience, express opinions, and demonstrate your language skills in describing complex situations. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Before diving into the main topic, the examiner will warm you up with some general questions. Here are a few examples related to taking stands and expressing opinions. Do you think it's important for people to stand up for what they believe in? Have you ever changed your opinion on an important issue? Why? How do you usually express your disagreement with others? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you think it's important for people to stand up for what they believe in? Sample answer. Yes, I believe it's crucial for people to stand up for their beliefs. It demonstrates integrity and helps shape a society where diverse opinions are valued. However, it's equally important to express these views respectfully and be open to dialogue. Sample answer. Absolutely. Standing up for one's beliefs is paramount in fostering a just and progressive society. It not only reflects an individual's moral courage, but also contributes to the broader discourse on important issues. That said, it's imperative to strike a balance between assertiveness and open-mindedness, ensuring that one's stance doesn't devolve into dogmatism. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you had to take a stand on an issue. You should say what the issue was, when and where it happened, why you decided to take a stand, and explain the outcome of your actions. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to take a stand on an environmental issue in my community. About 2 years ago, a local company proposed building a factory near our town's main water source. This caused significant concern among residents, including myself, due to the potential for water pollution. The issue came to light during a town hall meeting where the company presented their plans. As an environmental science student, I felt compelled to speak up about the potential risks. I decided to take a stand because I believed it was crucial to protect our natural resources and the health of our community. I conducted thorough research on the environmental impact of similar factories and presented my findings at the next town meeting. I also started a petition and organized a peaceful protest to raise awareness about the issue. As a result of these efforts, the local government decided to reassess the proposal. They eventually denied permission for the factory to be built in that location, citing environmental concerns. This outcome reinforced my belief in the power of informed civic action and the importance of standing up for what's right. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount an instance where I felt compelled to take a principled stand on a pressing issue in my academic environment. The situation unfolded during my final year at university when the administration proposed implementing a new grading system that I believed would unfairly disadvantage students from diverse educational backgrounds. The contentious issue was brought to light during a student council meeting where the administration unveiled their plans for a curved grading system. As a student representative with a deep-seated commitment to educational equity, I felt an overwhelming responsibility to voice my concerns and advocate for a more inclusive approach. My decision to take a stand was rooted in a combination of ethical considerations and empirical evidence. I had conducted extensive research on the impact of curved grading systems on student performance and found that they often exacerbate existing inequalities. This knowledge, coupled with my unwavering belief in fair educational opportunities, propelled me to action. I spearheaded a campaign to raise awareness about the potential ramifications of the proposed system. This involved organizing informational sessions, crafting a comprehensive report outlining alternative grading methods, and facilitating open dialogues between students and faculty members. I also initiated a petition that garnered significant support from both students and sympathetic professors. The outcome of these concerted efforts was remarkably positive. The administration acknowledged the validity of our concerns and agreed to form a joint committee of students, faculty, and administrators to reevaluate the grading policy. Ultimately, a more equitable system was adopted, one that took into account the diverse backgrounds and learning styles of the student body. This experience profoundly reinforced my conviction in the power of informed advocacy and collective action. It demonstrated that when we stand up for our principles with well-reasoned arguments and persistent engagement, we can effect meaningful change in our communities. Follow-up questions. How did you feel when you first decided to take a stand on this issue? Did you face any opposition or challenges while advocating for your position? Looking back, would you have done anything differently? Sample answer band 8-9 for question 1. When I initially decided to take a stand, I experienced a mix of trepidation and resolve. On one hand, I felt a sense of unease about potentially antagonizing the administration or being perceived as a troublemaker. However, this was counterbalanced by a profound sense of moral obligation and the conviction that the issue at hand was too important to ignore. As I delved deeper into my research and began to articulate my position, my initial nervousness gave way to a feeling of empowerment and purpose. I realized that by channeling my concerns into constructive action, I was not only exercising my rights as a student, but also contributing to a more equitable academic environment. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. In your opinion, what are the most important issues people should take a stand on in today's society? How can individuals effectively voice their opinions on controversial issues? Do you think social media has changed the way people take stands on issues? How? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Examiner, do you think social media has changed the way people take stands on issues? How? Sample answer. Yes, I believe social media has significantly changed how people take stands on issues. It has provided a platform for individuals to express their opinions to a wide audience quickly. This has made it easier for people to raise awareness about important issues and gather support for their causes. However, it has also led to the spread of misinformation and the creation of echo chambers, where people only hear opinions similar to their own. Sample answer, band 8-9. Undoubtedly, social media has revolutionized the landscape of public discourse and activism. It has democratized the ability to voice opinions and mobilize support for causes on an unprecedented scale. The instantaneous nature of social media allows for rapid dissemination of information and real-time engagement with global audiences, which can catalyze social movements and bring attention to overlooked issues. However, this paradigm shift is not without its drawbacks. The echo chamber effect of algorithmic content curation can reinforce existing biases and polarize opinions. Moreover, the viral nature of social media can sometimes prioritize sensationalism over nuanced discussion, leading to oversimplification of complex issues. That being said, when used judiciously, social media can be an incredibly powerful tool for advocacy. It allows for the amplification of marginalized voices and can facilitate grassroots organizing on a scale previously unimaginable. The key lies in cultivating digital literacy and critical thinking skills to navigate this new landscape effectively. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. To take a principled stand, take principled stand. To defend a position based on moral principles. Example, he took a principled stand against corruption in his company. To voice concerns, phrase, voice cairns, to express worries or doubts about something. Example, many citizens voiced their concerns about the new tax policy. To advocate for, phrasal verb, et for, to publicly support or recommend a particular cause or policy. Example, she has been advocating for better mental health services in schools. To spearhead verb, head, to lead or organize an attack or movement. Example, he spearheaded the campaign for environmental protection. To galvanize, to shock or excite someone into taking action. Example, her speech galvanized the audience into supporting the cause. Examiner's advice, to excel in this topic and the IELTS speaking test in general. Practice narrating personal experiences with a clear structure, situation, action, result. Develop your vocabulary related to social issues, advocacy, and decision-making. Work on expressing opinions confidently while acknowledging different perspectives. Use a variety of grammatical structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Prepare examples of times you've taken stands on different issues to cover various potential questions. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about having the right answers, but about communicating them effectively and confidently. Keep practicing, and you'll be well prepared to tackle this challenging topic. For more tips on handling challenging IELTS speaking topics, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to solve a problem. This will help you develop your problem-solving narrative skills, which are also crucial for discussing times when you took a stand on an issue.